Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
I heard the song, Blinded Me With Science.
That's right. If you're out there listening, you are not, there's nothing wrong with your radio station. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at TAN Talk Radio at 106.1 in Tampa and 102.3. And is that right? Ed, 104.3, are these like stations that people can pick up in different areas?
Correct so far.
Okay, and 1340 AM and 1350 AM and 1400 AM. And this show is all suggestions and opinions, just to let you know, and that is a taste of what you're listening to now, the Shrink and Wrap Show. And that was She Blinded Me With Science. And so he's saying that she blinded him with science, and what does that mean?
I don't know. I heard I can smell the chemicals. So is she emitting some chemicals?
That's what this show is going to be about today. Don't change that station. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. We're going to be talking about dating 101. And Trish, do you know who sings that? Or Ed, do you know who sings that?
Yeah, well, I can guess, I guess. I don't know.
Let's hear a guess.
Let me see. You know, I was trying to figure out what... It was Thomas Dolby, by the way.
See?
I was trying to think what movie that was in.
Oh.
It was.
That wasn't...
It wasn't Weird Science. That's what I thought first, but I don't think it was that.
But you got
Blinded Me With Science.
Thomas Dolby is the singer of that, and I love that, because last week we talked about Limerence?
Limerence,
that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, Limerence, thank you. Mm-hmm. And also Lust and Crushes. Okay, so we're going to continue our conversation on Dating 101. But before we do, I'm just curious to know if She Blinded Me With Science was a hookup, A, B, Limerence, or C, Crush, or D, Lust. What do you think? Ed, what do you think that song is? A, B, C, or D? She blinded with the chemistry.
I'm going with Lust.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think, all right, so we're going to say Lust. Mm-hmm. So that's what we think that song's about. Well, stay tuned, but you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show, and we are talking about Dating 101 again. She Blinded Me With Science by Thomas Dolby. And this show is about what we do here is we have shrinks who are licensed therapists, and then we have wraps who are friends, and then we use songs as therapy to tie in everyday topics like dating. So we get an opinion from a shrink, we get an opinion from a wrap, and then we use songs as therapy. And today's show, we are going to be talking about Dating 101. We're also going to be talking about the 4th of July. We're going to be talking about how to keep your pets safe in alcohol levels, and also give some advice about fireworks and that sort of thing. So I am your host, Tracy, and I am here with my co-host, Trish. Thank you. She is our nonprofit host. Thank you for being here, as always.
Of course.
And Ed is our production engineer. And do you guys have any questions about last week's show?
No, I want to hear what she has to say this week.
Yeah, so we have Rowene, our shrink number four. She's going to be on, and we were talking about that term that we've never heard. She's going to be on, but we're going to start with our Loosen Up song. And but before we do that, let's just go straight to the Loosen Up song. I think I need it right now. What do you think?
Weekend, I don't want to wait.
That sounds like an excitement for a date, right?
He's
excited to see somebody.
And every night's the weekend.
Because he's so excited. So that's what we're trying to figure out. So when we were talking about earlier about limerence and lust and crush, what is it that brings two people together? And we have with us today, who is on our third or fourth subject of Dating 101, is our licensed therapist number four, Rowene. Rowene, are you on the line?
I am.
Hi.
How is everyone?
We're doing good. I had to have a Loosen Up song a little bit. I had a little bit of shaky start, but I think that helped. Did you like that tune from One Republic?
Yes.
Yeah. And David Guetta. I guess they sang that song was just released April 5th, 2024. Mm-hmm. And what the show is about, Shrink and Rap Show, it's all about lyrics tying into our subjects. Mm-hmm. So, and you're a shrink that's going to be here today talking about that term that no one has heard about. So can we do a quick recap on last week's show?
On what limerence is?
Mm-hmm.
And limerence is that beginning of a relationship or a friendship when things are all bubbly and happy and romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And we all experience it maybe not on the first date or the second date, but by the time we're seeing somebody about the third time,
mm-hmm.
we know if all those chemistry feelings are popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And they involve the oxytocin in your brain, the serotonin, the dopamine. So your whole body gets into this feeling of connectedness when a lot of times you might not even really know the person.
That's why, like I said, I love it when people have been together or married or when they first meet. I always like to ask that question: when did you first meet? What did you feel like? What happened? I love if someone's been married for 60 years and they can go back to that day,
mm-hmm.
you can see the smiles on their faces. But it's so interesting to me, Rowene, that what brings people together? Is it chemistry? Is it common interest? And, you know, when you start dating, do you know in 3 minutes? You said not necessarily. And I have friends that have been married that were just friends. But what do you have to say about all that that I just mentioned?
Well, what attracts us to someone else is still the great mystery. There is a person named John Money who did some writing about how we form our ideas of who we're sexually attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the romantic eros kind of love, it's one of the mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of the chemistry, of the resiliency, of having commonalities.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole set of rules or ideas that fall into place when we talk about meeting someone compatible to have a lifelong relationship with.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, Trish, you and I, we watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I watch it. I do enjoy it. And Ed, you probably don't watch it. Rowene, do you watch that show?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like you can find love anywhere. But it is different because you're in front of people. But they had a show, and I wish I could find it, where they did a study of what brings couples together. And if I can find that video, it was really kind of interesting because it did say common interests, your childhood, common experiences on top of the physical attraction is what brings you, your experiences of life. And not only that, the bonding, like on The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and I don't want to really pull this in totally, but think about it. When you do things and you bond together, and they jump out of planes or they go bike riding or whatever, they're developing a bond. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah. One, they advise men, if they are interested in dating a particular woman for mm-hmm. a longer period of time, mm-hmm. for him to take her on a roller coaster mm-hmm. or on a play or to a place like a bridge over a waterfall that the floor is made of plexiglass.
Mm-hmm.
Because when our fear is triggered mm-hmm. and there is someone there to soothe it, mm-hmm. we bond to them.
Yeah. That's kind of like patients falling in love with their doctors, right?
Rowene, does that happen? I'm a little
that can happen.
Patients?
Yeah, because their doctor's treating them and helping them. And
Oh, yeah, because they're saving them, and then there's a mm-hmm. bond, and then there's an emotional connection.
Right.
I see what you're saying. You get it, Ed? Ed, I hope you get paid a lot in there.
My mind's a little out there, I guess.
You're right.
Unfortunately, not a whole lot of women doctors out there, so.
Oh.
Now, there are more.
Yes, there are.
Nurses are a total different story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you go from one office, but you can fall in love 3-4 times at
least. See what I'm talking about?
No, you're 100% right. And by the way, her daughter is taking a 9-hour test to become a doctor today, so.
She has her boards. Yes, her medical boards.
I'll give you my list of ailments. Maybe she can help me out.
That's what I'm saying. It's all about connections. And by the way, if you're out there driving, our station is the Tan Talk here at 106, on my show at least, it's a community station, and we're connected here to the community. There's not a lot of places you can go to be connected, and we are here to lift you up. No one should be alone. And that's why we have Rowene here today. Even if you're not dating other people, it's, you know, you can give advice for others, and it is just fun to talk about, right?
Right.
So Rowene, and I love that you're doing this. We're on a series here. We talked about the safety and being a good listener and all that. So now today we're going to talk about conversations on your first date. So what do you have to say about having your first conversation, your first date, and what level do you take it to? What are the do's and don'ts?
Right. So on the first date, it depends. Now, there's a coffee or drink meetup, which means you're not having dinner. It's very short. It's very succinct. And the conversation during that time is to establish if you have some commonalities, if there is a little bit of attraction. And that's the time where it's important to not share too much information.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a getting to know each other and kind of feeling out, sussing out, as the kids would say, mm-hmm. whether there is something that we can build on here.
Yeah, it says here, first dates can be both exhilarating and nerve-wracking, and you feel the nervous butterflies, which I think is really tough. I think that's where the chemistry is when you feel
it
butterflies.
Can be. Mm-hmm. It can be.
Yeah.
But recognizing that butterflies are something each person creates for themselves based on their experience.
But I don't know, do you guys feel butterflies all the time? Like when you feel it, do you, Ed, as a you know, as a guy? And Trish, have you ever felt like when you met your husband or you met your girlfriend, have you ever felt butterflies?
Yeah.
I think it was what we ate.
Right. And that's okay.
Or when you go over the hill. You go over a hill on the road.
Even if my husband's out of town for a while and then comes back and I haven't seen him, I could get a little butterfly feeling.
See, and that's, to me, a long-lasting chemistry attraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's poetry in motion type thing. Yeah. So, but yeah, because it says the excitement of getting to know someone better and the simple joy of being with someone you like is very, very good. But it also says here, Rowing, too, that a survey shows that 59% of people feel that first dates are more stressful than job interviews and that the anxiety hits the peak the night before. Yeah. What's your licensed therapist opinion on that?
Well, I think that's accurate because there's so much more on the line when you're looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us will think, oh, jobs are a dime a dozen. We're not so worried about that. But finding the right person does create some anxiety because on the flip side of not finding the right person is loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And as humans, we are hardwired to belong. And there has been so much studied and written about how we need, have an intrinsic need to belong and to be accepted, and how we will turn ourselves into pretzels to get that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though that's not healthy, we do that.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of feel like that's kind of a danger. I mean, you want that. I don't want to overthink this, and I don't want to be motherly and all that, but I just find attraction and relationships, I really find that it is so fascinating. Like, why are these two people together, and why weren't they with somebody else? I love that. But when you meet someone, the conversation, how do you, what do you do with the first conversation when you're starting to meet somebody? Like, where do you take that? Give us some examples if you're on a first date, because that creates a lot of anxiety.
Right. You're not going to find out everything about the person on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick for yourself 5 questions, maybe, that let you know how they are. And they can be perfectly innocuous questions, like, if you could invite anybody to dinner in the whole of history, who would it be and why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the information you get from that gets translated into what kind of a partner this would be.
Mm-hmm.
And so asking some more generic questions rather than putting the other person on the spot, especially the guys, the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Guys don't often take dating as seriously. And so they're thinking more on a superficial level of, what can I eat? What can I drink? And will she be willing to put out?
Well, yeah, and I want to ask you something, and Ed and Trish, and again, this show is all suggestions and opinions, and we're just talking about any relationship, but Ed, do you find that, and you can just speak for yourself, and it doesn't mean everybody means this, but would you say true or false that men are more physical than women when it comes to finding their mate? Like, when I'm talking about what you're attracted to, is it, where do you begin with attraction? Is it how they taking care of themselves? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, we all, believe it or not, we all measure it by the first look. Sorry, the first encounter.
Yeah.
No matter what. And then you get, I mean, you can get 10 minutes in and the date's over.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah. You know, you just know. Some people, I think, ruin it because of the anxiety, because they anticipate it so much, they're so nervous, it actually ruins the whole encounter. And I think what some people are worried about going in is, will I not measure up to what I'm looking for, and they're not going to be responding to what I want, or what, you know, not on the same level. Not to sound shallow about it, but some people don't measure up, and some people do. I mean, it's that's why they're not together.
But that's the term compatibility,
right?
So there's no right
or
wrong.
So some people think that they're not compatible.
Yeah.
But I think the anxiety builds up, and it can ruin the whole experience.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you just sit, like I said, I would treat it like if I walked into a place, sat down, and you were sitting next to me, and you weren't with anybody, and we just started talking, you know,
and let it happen.
Yeah, and then it happens, and either either you pay your bill and leave, or you have another drink or something and stay and talk some more. And then the next thing you know, you're well, I guess it's old to say swapping phone numbers, but finding out Facebook pages and liking right. each
it's
other.
It's another language now.
And getting numbers.
Yes. So, Trish, you've been married forever, yeah. so you're not probably familiar with the new world, right?
Well, it's different because when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking when I used to meet guys, it was like in a bar or at a party or something. So you've already kind of got to know them before you go on that first date, yeah. right? Where now a lot of it is online.
It's a resume.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. It's a resume. It really kind of takes away the spontaneity of getting someone
the,
in.
The yeah. online thing could be a scary thing because online people are these incredible, beautiful people mm-hmm. that are 6 foot something and no balding hairlines or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then you get them in person and it's yeah. not the real thing. So.
Yeah, well, not even like 3 hours ago, my hair was really like, I'm like, I have to wash my hair. Right, so we have days where we're like, right. I'm gonna wash my hair. Right. But what I'm saying is, it's in the eye of the beholder, no matter what it is. You know, like everybody's got their own, and then it comes to chemistry and compatibility and experiences. So, Rowene, so in the conversation of first dating, I like what Ed said, and I always like to get the point of view of a male. I really do because I don't want to say this for everybody, but I've read a little bit about differences in the way we're programmed. Doesn't mean that we're not or whatever. I mean, you know, sure. opinions and suggestions from here, not to offend anybody. But I definitely think we're programmed a little differently. I just do. Mm-hmm. I kind of believe that.
Yeah. Absolutely. From the moment that a set of parents finds out that the child is a girl, mm-hmm. this whole socialization and reformatting circles around that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so women are definitely taught different, have different thoughts, are supposed to do different things to be good girls in society. So definitely there, and guys are pretty much just left to be themselves.
Right, it doesn't mean that every single guy, you know, percentages,
no,
but the majority of people for, you know, it's a sensitive topic these days. But anyway, I'm just saying that when it comes to chemistry, no matter what, women, like, we have babies. My dog, I mean, she's different. My female dog's different than my male dog sometimes. But anyway, I'm always curious to know about that. Like, what is a guy looking for when they go on the first date? And like you said, it depends on whether it's a hookup or not. And listen, no offense to just men. Women could be doing it these days, too. Okay. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a little different.
Well, I've heard horror stories on both sides of the ball, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth.
That's what I mean. It's
I mean, like mm-hmm. you said, there are guys that go there thinking, well, what they're going to eat, what they're going to drink, how much money they're going to ask her for, or there's horror stories like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But,
I
think going in with no expectations, or low expectations is the best way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, and I agree, and I thank you for that, Ed. And what were you going to say, Rowene, off of that?
Well, what I was going to say is that I have talked to males who've been clients. I had one that was in the military, and he would tell me he was on the dating app, and that women would just, without even meeting them out anywhere, would ask if they could come to his house and watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that was code for, can I come over and get laid?
Yeah. Well,
so
and you know, someone might like that. I mean, it's not my thing, but I don't want to criticize if that's your thing. You know what I mean? That's your thing in your life, and what you do behind closed doors is your business, right? But when you're looking for someone, you want to make sure that you're on the same page with that.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what you're saying.
So both guys and girls can go out just looking for the meal, the sex, the whatever. But the important thing is knowing what you want before you go out.
Yeah, some people might be
willing to stand in your truth.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like to define those four words. I had never heard of limerence until you had brought that up. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Limerence, yep. Right? And I asked about six of my friends. No one had heard of it before. So no. I used to use the term lust. And I don't know that that's really the correct term either, because then that, like, if someone's lusting, that's more sexual.
Right.
So lust, that's not the correct word to use. That's not the correct word. So there's crush, lust, limerence, and
love.
And well, but limerence, love. I think it's a spark of that will lead to love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know because that love is love at first sight. I don't know if I believe that. Do you?
Well, but that's what limerence is kind of love at first sight.
You think it is?
The beginning
it
of
is.
It.
I thought it was like the spark
it's
of
the
it.
The beginning of the okay. limerence is the love at first sight.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that.
Because no. people who are in lasting relationships had to go through limerence first, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But to me, that's like a connection. That's like a spark to get to know each other because you've got the strong attraction. But
which is the beginning.
There's a little yeah. bit, yeah. It's very interesting to me, but anyway, I think love bugs, what category would a love bug? A or B? Hook up,
all
lust.
Of it. They're connected.
Poor things, but they die after. So I don't think lust works for love bugs, right?
So only momentarily.
That's right. Sarah, so, well, we got about 3 minutes here, but I wanted to, before I play my main song, I'm already getting off topic a little bit, and I'm sorry about that, but so can you list maybe 5 good things to discuss on your first date with somebody, 5 good things to get the, you know, conversation going, and then 5 things not to?
I don't know about that, but certainly we can start with the good things are intro to conversation, not diving deep into all of your past history or negativity,
mm-hmm.
staying on a positive trend, knowing yourself, knowing what's important for you to know about a partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
What someone, how they approach things and what they're really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, if you need a conversation starter, who out of history would you invite to dinner gives you all sorts of insight about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, yeah, and of course follow the lead of the person that you're with,
mm-hmm.
and have it be a give and take kind of conversation. How you grew up, how they grew up, some of those kinds of things. And again, it depends on if you're going on a half an hour coffee date or an hour and a half for dinner.
Right. So let me ask you this question really quick. This is one of the questions. On a first date, and I've read about this a little bit and I've heard people ask about it, but would you say that it's okay to say what you want on that first date? Because some women want to get married. Some women want to have babies. And I guess it depends on your age at that point. Some people don't want to have a serious relationship in the sense of marriage. Is that something you have? Is that a conversation you have on your first date?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Knowing where both parties are in terms of, are you open to long-term commitment? Are you open to children? Because they... person might not know in that moment if you're the one they want to do that with.
Right.
But it's important to know, because if you're looking for a husband or a long-term committed relationship and all they're looking for is a bit of fun on the side, then you have different goals. And I think one of the most important things for couples who last is good goal alignment.
Well, so let me ask you, okay, 30 seconds left, maybe 45 seconds, but what do you not talk about on your first date for sure? I think we could probably all figure that out, but...
Well, I think you can too, but yeah. Definitely don't tell the horror stories of your last relationship.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to be a therapist on your first date to somebody,
well,
right?
Right. You don't want to be a therapist. And you don't want them to be a therapist.
Right. You want to get to know each other because it's about you and that person.
With you.
Yeah.
Right.
So any closing statements for anybody here? I feel like it was kind of a little, like, I feel like we can go deeper, but because of our time restraints, and you're listening again to the Shrink and Wrap Show, where you've got a dating series here with our shrink number four, Rowene. And again, you're listening to Tan Talk Radio 106.1, and we're going to continue this series. But Rowene, can you tell everybody, you know, you have to name it twice, because that's just the rule.
Yes.
I have. So in case someone has to get a pen. But if you want to hear more about dating or have questions for Rowene, she's going to give you her phone number, and her she's got over 20 years of experience, so please reach out to her. Rowene, give out your information, please.
Okay. I am Rowene Zoller, LCSW. My phone number is 505-847-6363. And my office is located in Tampa, but I do video telehealth throughout the state.
We love that. Mm-hmm. And we have our veterinarian here, too, has Pet Harmony that does that, too. It's so nice that the people that come on here care about you. You matter. We want to lift you up. And Rowene, you could do it. You can talk to her through the video, and you can also with Azza, Dr. Azza, mm-hmm. for veterinarian stuff. But we'll get to that. Rowene, hopefully you'll be joining us next week, and we'll have a new topic on dating. Thank you for that today. You know,
all right.
It's Dating 101, and we'll see you here next week on the Shrink and Wrap Show. Same time, same place. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right. Well, I'm going to shift it over to our main song, because here you listen to our shrink number four, and we have our wraps here, and Ed's our wizard, our engineer here. But we're going to take a listen to Butterflies. And it's a song that I think is a good vibe for a connection.
That's not on the list.
Oh, it isn't? Well, let's put it on. It's Stacy. That, you know why? Because I forgot it, because I was rushing this morning. It's by Stacy Musgrab. Is it Stacy? Hold on one second. I'm going to tell you what it's about. Because I sent that last email. It's, do you have it? Casey Musgraves. It's a song. It's about butterflies. Do you see it? And it's Musgraves. And when you hear the song that Ed's getting ready to play us, it is, for us, it is about butterflies and the way she feels. It sounds like a really good date to me. This was written, it was released in February, on February 23rd, 2018. And it was alongside Space Cowboy. Let's take a listen. Thank you.
Just coasting, never really going anywhere. Caught up in a web, I was getting kinda used to staying there. And out of the blue, I fell for you. Now you're lifting me up.
If you want to listen to more of that song, you got to download your Shazam app. And when I play songs here, all you have to do is put your phone in the air. You can download these songs. These are just a couple of lyrics that tie into our subject. And today it's Dating 101 and Butterflies. I think that she had butterflies off of a date. What do you think, you guys, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think?
I like it. Isn't I think it nice? She sounded like she wasn't even expecting it, and it came along, which is the best way.
And it lifted her up. She grew butterflies. She got butterflies, and I think she had a good date, or it's worth going on a date,
mm-hmm.
right? So I love that. So thank you for playing that, Ed, and sorry for last-minute change. So, Trish, we welcome you for our nonprofit. Thank you for always doing this on the Shrink and Wrap Show. We're your community station right here at 106.1 FM. Don't change that dial. Trish is our nonprofit host. What do you got going on in the Tampa Bay area?
There are so many good things going on.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday, the Night of Hope Gala will be at the Countryside Country Club in Clearwater, and that benefits children in foster care. Mm-hmm. So that is from 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. And also on Saturday, we have Charity Puppy Yoga.
Nice.
That's from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Public Studio, 1630 West Snow Ave in Tampa. And then we have, you know, we have 4th of July coming up. Yeah. So right after July 5th and 6th, Indian Shores Beach, Safety Harbor Waterfront Park, and the Tampa Courtney Campbell Causeway are all hosting an After the Fourth cleanup. So you can go volunteer and help clean up and keep the all those areas beautiful.
That's so nice. I love that. Yeah. Love that. Thank you for letting us know those, too.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I
love them all. One more. This one that I'm really excited about. July 13th, so it's a little ahead. So mark it on your calendars. The Clearwater Marine Aquarium is having an aqua skate. It's an 80s skate party for the whole family, and the aquarium is transforming their venue into a neon paradise with a skating rink with the dolphins behind you.
Oh, come on. We have to go. Ed, do you skate?
Not right now.
Well, we can skate. We can skate. We're going. I'm
gonna
go to
you
that.
Can bring your own skates, or they have skates for rent. Yeah.
And I can practice because, you know, we're having a reunion. By the way, Leto class reunion, all reunions. I think it's the weekend of August 21st. We're having a vintage reunion. So we're going to Venture Island, and we're also going to go skating. So maybe I could practice with you and Ed and at the aquarium with the dolphins, and so no one sees how foolish I can
be. Let's go. July 13th.
Yes, July 13th. Well, that sounds great. I thank you for reporting that, and thank you for everything you do here.
You're welcome. Being
by my side.
It's fun.
I appreciate it.
We have a great time here.
That's right. Thank you. And I just want to add, too, there's a St. Jude walk and run. You can register if you are familiar with St. Jude. I just saw this the other day at stjude.org/walk2024. So that is for all Jude Children's Research Hospital. So sign up for that. The walk's coming up. Okay. So do we have Detective Jay on? All right. Detective Jay, give us some, how are you doing? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Thank you for being here. And by the way, happy anniversary. You were out in California. You had a good time?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Cheers to you and your hubby.
Thank you. It was amazing.
That is so good. Well, thank you for coming on, and thank you for being our community detective here in the Tampa Bay, St. Pete, Clearwater area. And you're going to give us some tips. I probably have about 4 minutes. I just want to give you a heads up. But you're going to give us some safety tips for the 4th of July. As we know, it's a big celebration coming up next week. And Detective Jay, we want to ask you, what are the legal holidays in Florida that you can set off fireworks? Just curious.
4th of July and New Year's.
Okay.
So, New Year's actually day, so it should start at midnight on New Year's Day, not New Year's Eve. But again, it's New Year's Day, so 4th of July day.
Okay, 4th of July day. Okay, yeah. And how did fireworks start, and what year? Do you know that information?
The actual official 4th of July was 1776. And it started in the colonies in Virginia, West Virginia. So they had fireworks before then. They used them to celebrate, and then they really used it. That's how that started in 1776.
That's amazing. Good for you. Did you know that, Trish?
Well, 1776. Yeah, I think so.
You did, and Ed, I'm sure he knew it too, because we're going to talk. Ed was on a talk show host. We're going to talk. He was on a contestant like our guest last week.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Thank you for letting people know. I think that's something important to know.
Sure.
How do fireworks affect people, animals, and anyone that would be afraid or having a mental health issue concerning loud noises? And some people really have that. I should have asked Rowan that.
First thing I want to say is the absolute best way to see fireworks is through a legal, organized fireworks show.
Yeah.
There are so many of them. You can just go on the internet. You can find really, really good ones. Tampa has one, you know, by the bay. That is the way to do it.
Yeah.
And as far as the question, you have to consider using fireworks, like just using small sparklers and stuff like that for children. As far as the loud noises, and the absolute in my neighborhood, it's like Beirut. It's unbelievable. Mm. We're in a rural neighborhood where we have horses and dogs, and you know, it's not only about your animals, but it's about your veterans. It's about people that have that fear of loud noises. So I think you have to be really considerate, because what is legal are the mortars, the torpedoes, and the fireworks. It's unbelievable to know that they made mortars and torpedoes allowable and legal, but they are.
And then you tie in people that are drinking and then shoot them. That's my biggest fear. I used to go out on the beach all the time and watch the fireworks, and it was great, but you have all these people drinking, and kids are just running around with lighters. Mm-hmm. And so you really have to be safe. Just have fun and be safe about it. And I love that you're giving us all that information. What are the statistics on fireworks and injuries?
Well, it's tremendous. The fireworks and the injuries are up. They were up 23%, actually, from the legal age is 18 years old, actually. And they were up from 2023 to about 2,280. Let me get my note here. Yep, it was a 2,286% increase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, let me take that out. 2.286. So almost 3% increase in fireworks-related injuries. That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, as you know, a retired police officer, I can tell you responding to an injury with fireworks, especially if it's a child, is no fun.
Right.
You know, it's amazing that actually those little tiny sparklers get up to 1,500 degrees.
Mm, really?
So,
and I didn't know that.
Yep, and then if you add on to that any alcohol, you've got serious issues going on because, you know, kids a lot of times, they just think using those sparklers that, you know, they're kids. They don't think anything can happen. So you have to be very careful with that. And if you are going to drink, then get in one place and don't drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I always think about the sparklers, too, just to go back one step, is that they're so sharp. I think of them running with them, and I don't know, I can't watch them do the sparklers. I can't.
Yeah.
But you got to have fun in life. But you just got to be responsible, right? So,
did you ever wonder when those sparklers hit you why the little sparkle hurts?
Yeah.
It's because they are hot.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really, really hot.
I didn't know that. You know, I wanted to say this, too, and I want to bring this up really quick with the pets, because you had mentioned this, that you have horses and that sort of thing. So it really is important to leave your pets maybe at home. I wish Dr. Ozza was here to talk more about this, but keep them in a safe and escape-proof room or crate. It says to, with the horses and livestock in safely fenced areas, take a picture of them, make sure that they are... that their tags are on, even if it's just for the day, and also put your grills up and all that stuff. So remind yourself to take care of your pets.
Let me check. You know, I have horses, and you know, I'm telling you, most people have to medicate their animals. I am in my barn medicating my horses to keep them calm because of the fireworks. And not only that, the exposure of all these fireworks, what they do to our environment the next day. Have you ever got up and just looked out there and said, wow, what happened?
Yep.
It's like a fog. It's terrible.
So yeah, no, it's terrible. Driving home, it's so dangerous. I will never drive across the causeway again, ever, ever, ever with fireworks. It's like a cloud.
Wow.
Yeah, and people are drinking. It's actually scary.
On the positive side, if you go to something that is already organized, that's the greatest way to go. If you're going to have something in your backyard, be responsible with your fireworks and be responsible with your alcohol.
And I thank you for reminding everybody. And hydration. Drink before, the day before, during, and while you're, if you are drinking, and don't drive. And with 30 seconds left, too, I just want to say this, and you can agree with me. I suggest, if you do drink, you can buy on Amazon.com or you can go to Best Buy, but you can buy the alcohol where you can blow into it yourself. And if your numbers are up, because you might not feel that you've had a lot of alcohol, but you can see that number, you can buy those and not drive if your number's up. Is that...
Well, test yourself.
Test, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
can do that, but at the same time, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be Lyft, Uber, there's going to be a lot of different, even, you know, law enforcement. If you need a ride, people don't want you to drive. Hey, just call an agency, call a Lyft, call an Uber. They'll come and get you.
And I totally agree. And that's my first thing. But if you have a party, then, you know, but I've learned about those. So I think those are kind of good to have, too.
Check yourself.
Thank you so much. We're running out of time, Detective Jay. Everybody have a great 4th out there. We don't want to be motherly. We just want to, you know, have a good time without any trouble. So
100%.
Thank you so much, Detective Jay, and hopefully you'll be here next week about whatever we need to talk about, right?
absolutely. More community safety. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much. And again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio 106.1. I'm going to toss it to Ed really quick. I'll just make my conclusion so we'll give Renee enough time. But I want to talk to Ed about last week. Ed, we were talking a little bit. You were on a game show. Can you tell us a little bit about that game show that you were on?
It was called Let's Ask America. And it was when four people each week or each day Skype in. Yeah. And then they ask you questions. And then you get rewarded with money in your bank or whatever. And then somebody's eliminated and somebody's eliminated. And then you get to the final round.
What kind of questions did they ask you?
One of them was, people in the military say this about why they stay in. One of the answers could have been the longevity, the education you get, the traveling, or the health care.
Okay.
So pick one.
So did you read a book before you went on? Oh, go ahead.
All of the above.
No.
D.
No. It was the traveling.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah.
Then, I like to ask the questions. Remember, I'm a C student.
Yeah.
Short-term memory and all that.
How did you get on the show?
Yeah.
It was something that we watched every night, and they would, at the end of the show, they would say, if you feel you could be a contestant, and I would watch it and I got most of the answers right all the time, so I sent an email in, and then I got a call back. And most of those places or most of those shows are looking for somebody with a little bit of, not attitude, but a little bit of spunk. Mm-hmm. So I said, she said, well, why do you think you should be on? I said, listen, maybe you shouldn't put me on. And she said, why? I said, because I watch this thing every night, and if I get on there, I'm taking all your money.
I love it. And you kind of did, didn't you?
Almost did. The pot, the grand, the ending was, if you got them all right, it was $50,000. I got 47.
That's amazing. Wow. I am so proud to know you. Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed with him. I think Laura and Gary last week, they were on the Wheel of Fortune. If you missed our show last week, and they won like over $15,000 in prizes, a trip to Ireland, and I think $6,000 cash. And it was the real deal, and it started on the internet. You never know. I don't take that stuff seriously because I think it's not real. You know what I mean? I think I'm getting punked somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if we could be game show host as a career. It sounds like the money's pretty good, actually.
I don't know these days. You never know.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a couple of spots opened up. Sajak, he retired.
That's right.
Can I just
say in 10 seconds, because Renee's going to get on, I don't want to cut her off, but I was on Quick of the Draw, in my sixth grade school, but I only got selected to be on because my teacher had a crush on my mother, and I didn't know anything. So I was with all these brainiacs, and then I was like, but that's why I got on. So anyway, it did work, and whatever. So thank you, and next week, Ed, I know you'll be here, hopefully, and I want to talk about your experience on the Dr. Phil show. Mm-hmm. You were on there, and I think that's really neat. So can we talk about that story next week?
Sure.
All right, we're going to not rush it, but right now I'm going to toss it over to Renee. Renee is our entertainment. Thank you for sharing that, and we're going to talk more about that, Ed, next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to toss it over to Renee, our entertainment host. Hello, Renee.
Hi, guys. Guess what? I got my roller skates ready for the aquarium.
I'm going with
you guys.
Melissa Manchester has a song. Remember the roller skating song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's going to be your ringtone now, Renee.
Okay, that might have to be my ringtone. I figured out. It was on the Can You Guess That Tune song.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, and I apologize for always cutting you off, but tell us what's going on in Tampa Bay, St. Pete, Clearwater area.
No worries. We'll start off with just one concert I have for you guys, and that's on June 30th at 7 p.m. Walker Hayes, if you like country, is at the Seminole Hard Rock, and you can get tickets on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to address first are all the wonderful things, and the Tampa Bay organized all these fireworks. So 4th of July. Boom by the Bay at Curtis Dixon Park. and that starts at 4 p.m. And there's a lot of family-friendly things going on.
Mm-hmm.
The fireworks start at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Coachman Park, the Patriotic Extravaganza. It's in Clearwater Celebrates America. That's at 301 Drew Street.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock again. And one of my favorites is at Sparkling Dwarf. They do one every year. It starts at 4, but they have a water ski show. They have a boat parade show. And then the fireworks at 9.
Nice.
And if you really want to do something fun and different and kind of keep it cool this weekend, the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Washington Nationals.
Hmm.
It's Tropicana Field, and that's interleague play. So they have games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can get tickets at MLC.com. And then our local markets, you guys, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
There's fresh produce, plants, baked goods, artisan foods, art and music. Every morning markets. There's one in St. Petersburg called the Summer Season Session. It's at Williams Park.
Mm-hmm.
There's one at Dunedin at 420 Main Street. They all start at 9 o'clock, and they all kind of end between 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then one at Ybor City.
Mm-hmm.
The Centennial Park, and that starts at 9 o'clock as well.
Nice.
One thing for the kids if we have time.
Okay, we got 15 seconds.
Okay, one more thing. Dade City. Dade mm-hmm. City is having a big red, white, and boom as well.
And they're not forgotten. They're not forgotten.
We can't forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't forget about that.
Yeah.
And that's a big one. It starts at 5 o'clock, and it goes 17143 late. Iowa.
Okay.
And it's in Dade City.
Awesome. And is that, we've got maybe 3 seconds, Renee.
That's it. We got Grady Goats. I wanted to add to Trish's thing. Grady Goats is a fun place to take your kids. Those farms have like fresh produce, act like you are living on a farm. They do flower arrangements. And Grady Goats has goat yoga. We talked about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And all those proceeds go to support children's causes.
So nice.
So we can do goat yoga and puppy yoga.
We do everything. That's right. That sounds great. Renee, thank you so much. Trish, thank you. Ed, thank you. Today, thank you all you listeners out there. Again, Shrink and Wrap Show you're listening to. I would like to wish a couple of birthdays real quick to our friend Chris, Mitzi, Barbara Kelly, all of you people out there that have a June birthday or July birthday, June and July. Happy birthday. I'd like to thank my sponsor. Thank you. Joey James Labels also having 75% off. And if you're looking to make some good purchases, check out hsn.com because our next singer, Katy Perry, was on there not too long ago. Mm-hmm. She's got a shoe line now. I'm picking her song today because it's Firework, and I thought it was appropriate for our entire show. It's talking about sparks of attraction. It's talking about a spark of lifting someone up, and it's also talking about fireworks for the 4th of July. So let's take a listen to Katy Perry. We'll see you back here at the Shrink and Wrap Show on Tan Talk Radio next Thursday. Have a great week.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Sparking.